find favor in your sight. Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to our midweek Bible study. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. And again, we have to remember the word that was pronounced on last night, that better is coming. My God, better is coming for you. Better is coming for me. Better is coming for the nation. Even as we are going through so much, God says in his word, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and pray, he said, then I will forgive them of their sins. He said, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Amen. So we're in a time when we truly do need God to move, and we need God to heal our land. At the same time, though, we need to be encouraged as the people of God. My God, even as Pastor Anthony prepares to come with the word on tonight, the Bible study, the lesson on tonight, the word, as we spend this Wednesday in the word, God wants to encourage us as believers. See, we don't react to what's going on in the world like we don't have faith and like we don't have victory and like we don't have a God who sits high and looks low, who is in control of all things. My God, no matter what's going on in the world today, that's why God told us last night that better is coming. Because no matter what's going on in the world today, we have to know that we already have the victory. My God, I said, you already have the victory. No matter what you're facing, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, you already have the victory. Amen. God has spoken in his word, and we know that God is not like man. He's not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he would repent and change his mind about what he has said about us. Amen. And what he has said in his word. So we can take God at his word, and we can take God's word to the bank. Amen. God will not lie. He will not change his mind. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we have to know that we already have the victory through Christ Jesus. Amen. And even today, after I declared that word on last night, Pastor and I were rejoicing. He called me up today on the phone, and we were rejoicing because God spoke that thing, and that thing resonated in our spirits. And even on today, as I was studying in the Word, as I was spending time in the Word, God sent me to 2 Corinthians 2:14. 2 Corinthians 2:14. And I'm going to read it in the King James Version. 2 Corinthians 2:14. And it says, now thanks be to God who always... Now, I'm going to start over because I got a little distracted to get there. But 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place, my God. So we know that no matter what, we're going to yet praise God. We're going to yet give him the glory, yet give him the honor, yet give him the praise, because he always causes us to triumph in Christ. He always gives us the victory in Christ. He always, my God, defeats the enemy on our behalf in Christ. Hallelujah. So we have to know that we already have the victory. You already won. No matter what's going on, this is temporary. You're in a temporary situation, and God is bringing you. Not only is he bringing you through, but he's bringing you out. And he's bringing you out with the victory through Christ, my God. So better is coming, and Pastor's going to come and pick up now, but we want you to be encouraged on tonight, amen, and know that our God is faithful, amen, hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for the word on tonight. My people who are called by my name, humbling themselves and praying, seeking my face, because we know that in these United States of America, we need the word of God and we need the prayers of the righteous, which do availeth much. Amen. Yeah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we're just going to share a few thoughts on a topic tonight. which we started on Sunday. The title of the message that was preached was entitled Down But Not Defeated.
Yeah.
And even as we referred to the life of Peter on last night, where Peter denied Christ and he was down on himself, the Bible said Christ told him what he would do, how and when he would deny him before the rooster crowed three times. And it happened just as Jesus said. And the Bible says Jesus looked at Peter, and although Peter did not intentionally want to deny Christ, we, glory be to God, see through his life how we can learn from his mistake. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
So we must always operate out of a spirit of humility, knowing that we need God to stand in these last and evil days. But, Pastor, we're in a day where people are down, and some people are feeling defeated and sometimes discouraged, even as we sometimes hear people sharing their frustrations and the fact that they feel as though they're stuck and there's no mobility toward the things of God to be effective for God. And we got to recognize that the enemy is real. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says we fight not against flesh and blood. We're going to look at that scripture tonight. But I want to look at the life of David at the outset. Again, as I was referring to Peter, we're going to look at David, who we recognize who sinned. And we read Psalm number 51 where he reads. But let's look at Acts chapter number 13, verse number 21 to 23. And we're going to see how God viewed David after David repented, after David asked for forgiveness. And Psalm 51, we're not going to go there tonight. But he said, create in me, God, a clean heart.
Yes.
And he said that God is the one that receives a contrite spirit and a broken spirit. So when we're broken before God, amen, somebody.
Amen.
When we allow God to break us and make us and mold us and shape us, then and only then can we do what God wants to do in our lives. I was reflecting today on relationships. My wife and I had a good day today and have had a great week. And I was reflecting on relationships and marriage and people. And God plainly showed me that sometimes we must be free in order to freely love. I need to say that one more time. Sometimes we as people must be free in order to freely love. And let me explain that a little bit. Sometimes we see that people think they married the wrong person or they got in relationship with the wrong one. And sometimes, glory be to God, if we don't allow God to deal with our issues, if we don't allow God to make us better, if we don't allow God to change our perspective into a godly perspective, because in marriage, when the Bible says the two shall become one flesh, that's two people who have different points of views, who have different opinions, who have different upbringings. God is saying, come together and make it work. And we must have our love walk right with God first so we can freely, unconditionally love our mate and our spouse and those that we really care about. Because if we're broken, if we're not fixed, if we're dysfunctional, sometimes it's almost impossible. But when I'm talking from the theme of down and not defeated, this is what I mean by allowing God and the Word of God to fix us through faith. And David, who was broken, who sinned against Bathsheba, got right with God. And let's see what the Word says about David in Acts chapter number 13, verse number 21. And afterward, they desired a king. I gave unto them Saul, the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin by the space of 40 years. Verse 22. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, Jesus, which shall fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed have God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. That's why he's called the Son of David, because Jesus came through the lineage of King David, the blood of David. And God made a covenant. That's why it's called the Davidic covenant, the Mosaic covenant. God made a covenant with Moses. I feel the Holy Ghost. God made a covenant with David, a covenant, an agreement, a promise, a covenant with Moses and David. And through the New Testament, through the Son of Jesus Christ, God has made a covenant with you and I. Glory be to God. He said he'll place the word upon our heart and in our spirit and in our minds, that we don't need no man to teach us anything about what God wants and expects from us. But I don't want to move too quickly past what I read in verse number 22. A man after my own heart. Tonight it was in me to talk about worship a little bit, because when we worship God, when we exalt the name of Jesus, when we honor and reverence God, Elohim God, Creator God, Jehovah God, when we see the awesomeness and deity and majesty of Almighty God, it will make us mere men, us human beings, recognize that, you know, when the psalmist wrote, who is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man that, you know, it amazes me how we pastors must always remind the sheep, always remind the people of God, always remind ourselves, even as we are considered shepherds, we got to reverence God.
Yes, yes.
Amen. So when we do allow the devil to get in sometimes and knock us down, we won't be defeated. We won't be too discouraged. We won't get so frustrated and walk away from the plan of God and purpose of God for our lives. Amen, somebody. Because Peter was down but not defeated. We see David sinning against God. He said, against you and you only have I sinned. He killed Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, trying to cover up his sin. The baby that he had with Bathsheba died as a result of David's sin. So he did not get away with the sin that he created. Even after that, things happened to David's household that didn't have it prior to David sinning against God. But David was not defeated. It said he was still considered to be a man after God's own heart. Can I just be myself and speak plainly to you? Don't let this world make you so bitter. Don't let this world get underneath your skin. Don't let what people do and what people don't do move your heart to the area of bitterness and hatred and jealousy and enviousness. Because people on the job, people sometimes in the church, people sometimes in our own family will provoke you and I to anger. But we must always know who we are in God. We looked at Mephibosheth on Sunday. I'm not going to go there. But if you go to 2 Samuel chapter number 9, it talks about Mephibosheth, who was lame in both feet, paralyzed in both feet, and as a result, he was down in Lodabar, down in a low place with the rejects and the losers and the failures and those who were outcast. And Mephibosheth, who had royalty in his blood, he was the son of Jonathan. He was the grandson of King Saul that we just read about in verse number 21. So Mephibosheth was heir to the throne. He was supposed to be king one day. And in that day, when somebody was made king, they made sure whoever they took over the throne, whoever they took over the kingdom from, they killed everyone associated in the bloodline of that individual. It was their right to destroy and annihilate everyone who had the royal blood of the former king of that time. So Mephibosheth, when he said, "Why are you looking at a dead dog such as I?" Guess what? I'm sure he was hiding out. Because as the son of Jonathan, as the grandson of Saul, he had an assassination. He had a death sentence attached to his life. He knew King David was supposed to kill him, to wipe out everything attached to Saul. So when David came to him and Mephibosheth saw himself as a dead dog, he said, "Why are you considering me? I know you came to kill me. I know you came to get rid of everything attached to Jonathan and Saul." But David said, "For your father's sake, I made a covenant, a blood covenant with your father. We were friends. We were brothers." See that? Oh, glory be to God. You know, the body of Christ, we're going to pray tonight a little bit also, but the body of Christ, we have to pray. We must pray for Christians. We have to pray for believers. Because in these last and evil days, it's perilous times, under pressure, under stressful situations, the mandate still says that we ought to love. I'm going to look at that. I'm going to look at that tonight. I'm just going to flow tonight. Is that all right? Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. When Pastor and I marry people, or sometimes we're counseling married couples, they call this the love chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, verse number 1. We had a drug and alcohol addiction program. We fought against alcohol and drug addiction, and it was called the Most Excellent Way, drug addiction and alcohol addiction program. And it was called the Most Excellent Way because the founders founded that rehabilitation program on this scripture right here, 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. They founded that organization on this scripture. And that program has helped many people get off of drugs and alcohol. And it's called the Most Excellent Way because what I'm about to read is the Most Excellent Way. And to see that, we're going to read 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, verse number 1. But back up to 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, the last verse, verse number 31. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I will show you a more excellent way. Then he goes on to chapter number 13, verse number 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, there are many people with the gift of prophecy. There are many people in the office of a prophet. There are many people that are living out, in the book of Acts it said it, in the last days my sons and my daughters will prophesy. Paul said it best. He said, don't even desire to speak in tongues. Desire the gift of prophecy as a greater gift than even speaking in tongues in the heavenly language. If you look at 1 Corinthians, the next chapter. Matter of fact, let me read that real quick. 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, verse number 1, and we're going to go back to chapter number 13. Verse number 1 in chapter 14 says this, follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you prophesy. I'm not going to get in chapter 14, but he says, desire all of the spiritual gifts. And if you keep reading the outline, he said, but the one that you should want to do is that gift of prophecy. Not the prophesying, you're going to get a car, a house. But he said his interpretation of prophecy is talking in a plain language. Not speaking in tongues, but telling people, edifying people with your normal English language to help people get saved, to help people give their life over to Christ, to explain scriptures in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what he's meaning about prophesying, speaking in a normal language to people. And if you keep reading, Paul explained what he's talking about, desiring prophecy. Because I'm not going to read it, but he said, if you go and you're speaking to a multitude of people and you're praying in tongues and you're speaking in tongues, no one know what you're talking about. He said, don't do that. Because tongues is to edify your spirit. Tongues is personal. And if you don't have an interpreter or someone to interpret, amen, speak to those listening to you. Talk in a normal language so those who are hearing can be edified and empowered and encouraged. Amen, somebody. But look back at chapter 13, verse number 2. Though I have the gift of prophecy, and though I understand all mysteries, and though I have the gift of knowledge, and though I have the gift of faith, and though I could remove mountains, and have not love, he says, I am nothing. And though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor, I don't hoard my money. I'm not stingy. I'm very liberal with my money. I give alms. I give money, and I give a lot of it. And though I give my body to be burnt and have not love, it profit me nothing. Look at verse number 4. This is blessing me. Love suffers long. And listen to what love is. It is kind. Love envies not. Love is charitable. And it's not selfish. It is not puffed up. Love does not behave in an unseemly way. It seeketh not its own selfish desires. It is not easily angered. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Love, when you find a person walking in love, it's not like that guy that just killed all those people in Las Vegas. It says right here, it thinketh no evil. It don't even think about evil when you're walking in love. You're so busy loving, you're not thinking about assassinating innocent people. It says, rejoice not in the iniquity, and it rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes in all things. It endures all things. Watch this, verse number 8. Love never fails. Glory be to God. Love never fails. So when we're talking about we're down and not defeated, the person that stays down because they're feeling condemned, they're feeling under condemnation, they have this guilt and shame and embarrassment, they don't want to go to church no more, they don't want to be around believers, they don't want to read the word and they don't want to pray anymore, that person who feels condemned, that person that doesn't feel worthy, the love of God restored Peter. Yeah. We learned that last night. He said, go and tell Peter that I have risen from the dead. He specifically mentioned the one that denied him three times before he was crucified. He said, go and get Peter. I have a work for him to do. Here, David says, create in me a clean heart. The Bible says David was a man after my own heart because I'm going to love David unconditionally. Yes, he killed Uriah, but I want to use David to bring, I feel God, I want to use David to bring the Messiah into this world. See, when the Bible says lean not into your own understanding and all your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your path, some of these things that God and some of these situations that God give grace to and we think judgment should be rendered, come on, somebody. I'm talking to the legalistic pastor. I'm talking to the one that says judgment is being poured out. The one that says holiness is right, and if you don't live holy, you deserve what you get. I'm talking to the one that don't want to speak a lot of grace. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. And that person that has been down and feeling defeated, they need to know about the love of God. There go I, but by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
When I met my wife in a bar, some things were going on as a baby Christian, and I was still caught up in a lot of stuff. So I just thank God for the grace of God, that although I was down in those early Christian years, God did not give up on me. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody that's been around the fire a long time, somebody that's been around the Christianity for a while, somebody that maybe you haven't backslidden, maybe you have never left the church. That's my testimony. Since being a believer, I've been in God's church. I've never backslidden. I've never left God. I'm not bragging. That's just the grace of God that's been upon me. I've been saved over 22 years. I was 30 years old when I gave my life to Christ. I'm now 54. So, Pastor, that's 24 years. And that's nothing but the grace of God. And my wife, and she reminds me, this man is in a bar talking about a men's conference. This man is in a bar talking about Jesus. He's in a bar talking about the things of God, and everybody else is trying to get hooked up with somebody. So I understand about being down and not defeated. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go to another scripture. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Look at this. This is something. Let me see if I can find it here. It was something that I wanted to get to. Glory be to God. We talked from Mephibosheth. We talked from that theme, who dropped you? And my wife, sometimes she ministers that when she's speaking to women, because there's so many, even men and women, we got to understand that men have been violated also. Men have been messed over. And we got to recognize that there are many forms of being dropped when people have abandoned us, people have abused us, we have been neglected by those who should have been accountable and responsible for us. That's a form of being dropped. And I just recognize that a lot of Christians are feeling down because sometimes we feel like life is not working. Everything we set out to do, the goals and dreams that we and aspirations that we're going after, it looks like they're getting further and further away. But I just came to announce to you, you will win.
Amen.
You will get the victory.
Glory.
Pastor decreed and declared over our lives last night that better is coming.
Better is coming.
You got to receive that by faith.
Yes.
I said, receive it by faith.
Jesus.
I don't know what your bank account look like. I don't know what your relationship status is. But receive it by faith that better is coming to me. Better is coming to you.
Jesus.
Glory be to God. Your ladder shall be greater.
Glory, my God.
Your ladder shall be greater.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Go to Haggai. Even as I said that, go to the minor prophet. He ain't nothing minor about these shorter books of the Bible. These are prophets just like the major prophets. And hey, Gai, this is wonderful here. Hey, Gai, chapter number 3. Glory be to God. Hey, Gai, chapter number 2. I'm sorry, chapter number 2. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hey, Gai, chapter number 2. Look at verse number 3. Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? Mm-hmm. And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? He was saying that the house that Haggai, Zechariah, and Zerubbabel built, compared to the temple of Solomon, help us, Holy Ghost. Solomon had rubies and gold and diamonds and silver, and it was majestic. The people gave in Solomon's day, and David, his father, could not build the temple. But once Solomon built the temple, it was something to behold. Now, they rebuilt the temple in the days of Haggai and Zerubbabel and Zechariah. And he said, who looking at this building, who looking at this palace, who looking at this temple, compare it to the one that Solomon built, is it like nothing? And then God goes on to prophesy through Haggai, your ladder shall be greater.
Jesus.
Pastor, he said the former glory in this building right now, the latter glory in the temple that you see, that's why I don't look at the natural. He said the glory of this present house will be greater than the former glory of the former house. And you read it, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. If my people are called by my name, he was dedicating that temple.
Yes.
And it said the glory of the Lord filled the temple, and they could not even minister.
Yes.
And Pastor, it said the house that Haggai and these guys built in the natural, it may not look like much, but God said my glory is going to be mighty. Mm. See, we gotta really fight to not stay carnal. Because God is up to something marvelous in our lives.
My God.
So, Pastor, I'm feeling led to pray because we're never stuck. We're never discouraged. We're never down. We're never defeated. But we got to pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Pastor. And that's what God is saying. And as we were saying, Solomon, what he was doing when he prayed, he was dedicating the house to the Lord.
Yes.
He was dedicating the house to the Lord, the temple to the Lord. And the Bible says that the glory of the Lord filled the temple, my God. And so that the priest could not even stand. The house was filled with smoke. And then God spoke. And God said, when you pray, my people called by my name, if anything is going on in the land, when you pray from this house,
from that church,
when you pray from this house, then I will hear God.
Yes.
When you pray from this house, then I will hear and I will answer your prayer.
Amen.
And that's what God is saying today, even pertaining to our literal house, your physical house, your natural house, your man house, your woman house, the house that the Spirit lives in, the house that the Spirit of God lives in. God is saying, commit yourself, dedicate yourself to Him, my God. God is saying, dedicate yourself to Him. And then when you pray from yourself, when you pray from your house, that house, the temple of the Lord, where the Spirit of God lives, when you pray, God says, I will hear your prayer, and I will heal the land. You do have power to do something about what's going on in the land. You do have power to do something about what's going on in your marriage. You have the power to do something about what's going on with your children. You do have power. As you, God is saying, dedicate yourself yourself to me again. God is saying, I want another yes. He's saying, I want another yes from you. I want you, you kind of have backslidden from me.
Yes.
Not that you're in sin or anything, but you have slid away from the great faith, the great zeal, the excitement, yep. the joy that you used to have, the faith that you used to have
get
in
back.
Me.
Get it back.
And God is saying, get back in faith.
Get
Pastor,
back.
You said that on Sunday. I put a clipping on Facebook where you told the people to get back in faith. And that's what God is saying. Get back in faith. He wants a rededication today. He wants you to rededicate yourself to him. Rededicate yourself to his service. Rededicate yourself to going to church again. My God, we're in a day and time when Christians are not even going to church anymore. And God is not judging you for that, but God is saying, I need you to get back to the house. That's why I had Solomon build the temple.
That's right.
Because that was the place where my spirit, where I would meet you when you came to my house. God said, that is the place where I will reveal my glory to you. Just like Moses went up to the mountain, Pastor, to meet God.
The glory.
When he went up to the mountain and spent time with God, the glory of God was released, my God, upon his countenance, my God. And when we go out as Christians, we're supposed to be shining with the glory of God.
Yes.
We should, the veil has been ripped, my God. So we have total access into the presence of God,
Amen.
My God. And that presence should be preeminent in our houses, in our church. When we go to church, my God, hallelujah. And the people, when we come together, one could chase 1,000,
yes.
but two can put 10,000 to flight.
Amen.
And we got to get back to the house of God, not only, my God, for the manifestation of the release of the glory, so that we can also hear the word and be mature in the word to become Christ-like, my God, hallelujah. God says the glory of the latter house shall be greater, amen, hallelujah. So God's calling us today for a rededication of ourselves to him, of our lives to him. My God, stop. Take anything off the throne. I don't know what's on the throne in your life, but God is saying, take every idol off the throne and put me back on the throne. I need to be on the throne in your life. When you get up in the morning, before you turn on Facebook, God says, I need you to put your face in my book. God says, I need you to read my book, eat my book, eat my word. God says, I need you to pray. My God, seek my face, and I will release my glory. You don't have to go to church just for the glory to be released. God wants the glory to be, my God, God wants his glory to be a presence with you, oh, wherever you go. So when you walk in the hospital, God's glory is with you. When you walk into the courtroom, God's glory is with you. When you walk on the job, God's glory is with you. My God, every trouble you face, God's glory will be right there. That's why he will fight for you if you practice the presence of God, my God. So we got to get to a point where we're practicing the presence of God, allow his glory to take preeminence in our lives. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray. Pastor gave me the phone to pray, and I began to prophesy. Amen.
Sure.
Because God wants us to walk into our power. It's time for you to step into your position of power. Let me say that again. It's time for you to step into your position of power. You are down, but you are not defeated. And you don't have to stay down, because it's time for you to arise and allow the glory of the Lord to shine forth through you, because it has risen upon you and his glory resides on the inside of you. My God. My God, and when we get this revelation as Christians, we will go anywhere. We can go anywhere, and we will not be intimidated by what's going on around us. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your glory, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the word that we may be down, but we're not defeated, but we're not down even because you always give us the triumph. You always cause us to triumph through Christ. So we thank you for victory on tonight. And, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for the word on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And even as we say, I see this hand, we're going to take this call. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we're going to just flow tonight.
We're just following
the Holy Spirit and not protocol. But we're going to take this call on a Wednesday night. We're taking this call. This, what's the area code,
Pastor?
857. God bless.
God bless you. I appreciate that word. That's ministered quite a bit to me tonight. I appreciate that. I went in prayer because I haven't talked to you guys in a while, but so I had been having trouble with where I was living, with someone coming in and, you know, kind of destroying my property, stuff like that. Well, I prayed that the Lord would remove that person, and he did. However, the person that is in there now appears to be dangerous to me. I don't have a peaceful feeling at all. So my prayer request is, I've been crying out to God and just saying, okay, I've applied to all of these places I want to move. But it's not in my control. It has to be your hand that moves, because if I could have done it, it would have already happened. So I just wanted you guys to agree in prayer for a good place, a good apartment that I would have by myself, and that this person who is at the place where I am would not cause harm to anyone there. Yeah, the woman has a problem. I'm really shocked that they let someone like that in. So, but I know God is greater, and I started praying that God would touch her also, and bring her salvation and give her a good life and set her free from what's oppressing her.
Amen. So God, we're gonna lift that up before the Lord. May we have your name again?
Kristen.
Christian, God bless you, Christian. Let us lift it up before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Christian tonight.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are a provider. We know that you are a protector. We know in the name of Jesus, hallelujah,
yes.
God,
yes.
That your angels will watch over her,
yes.
As she go to and fro in the name of Jesus, even watching over her belongings,
yes.
And her possessions, and mainly her life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, your word says you have not given her a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and of a sound mind. So I thank you, Lord, that even though she's using discernment and wisdom and knowledge, understanding, God, that she's not going to let her guard down.
Yes.
So, God, you have given her wisdom on even how to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Now give her a strategy. Give her a plan. Allow her, in the name of Jesus, even supernaturally, God, to come up with the money and the resources that she needs to get to that safe place in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you that the housing and the place that she dwell, that you will make a way out of no way, that you will open a door for her, God, and give her everything that she needs to get to that place, Father God, of peace and resolve. But in the name of Jesus, touch this person, God, even as she said, I prayed for them, Pastor.
Yes.
Touch them in the name of Jesus,
yes,
God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So right now, we thank you for Christian. We thank you that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, God, remove everything that's not of you in the name of Jesus. Remove every danger, every, Father God, thing that's trying to hinder her,
yes,
everything,
God,
that's trying to stop her,
yes,
everything,
God,
that's trying to provoke her in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit up. We bind it up and we cast it down in the name of Jesus. We say no weapon formed against Christian will ever be able to prosper or penetrate her life in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, give her authority. Give her the words in her mouth to speak, Lord, and demons will flee. To speak, God, and they will leave first. Glory be to God. To speak, Lord, to that situation that she's not pleased with. And God, you will turn it around.
Yes, God.
So I believe by faith right now, even as we are touching and agreeing with her, that you will open a door, that you will give her this opportunity that she needs,
yes,
that God, that you will make a way for her in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for the resources. We give you thanks right now in advance that you will give her the desires of her heart in Jesus' name. So we thank you and we praise you. Glory be to God.
Yes.
And we bind up anything that's not of you, God.
Oh, glory.
We take authority and we remove everything that is not of your will.
Oh, glory.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we believe our faith right now.
You guys know she's like a voodoo practitioner. So she just showed up there. She has multiple advanced degrees. I don't know why she's even in the place. But what happened the other night was the fire alarm went off. The Lord woke me up at 3:52 in the morning to pray. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm outside, I'm sorry, there's noise. At 4 o'clock in the morning, the fire alarm went off. And then it sounded, and then it stopped. And never in my life has that ever happened. When I was a child, the fire alarm went off. The fire department came and shut it off. I believe this woman tampered with the equipment. She's an engineer. She has an engineering degree. So I believe she was testing to see what would happen, or she's mentally ill. I don't know how else to put it. But at that time, I woke up. And it just encouraged my heart that God woke me up. So I was fully dressed when the thing went out. I had been reading the word. I was ready to leave. Everyone else was caught off guard. I woke up. I usually sleep very well, and I woke up in the middle of the night a couple of days later. She's only been there for a few days, and she was up making noise in the middle of the night from 1 in the morning till 3 in the morning. I finally went to sleep at 3. But I don't know what she's doing, but whatever it is, it's not good because those are the hours that people should be sleeping. If you don't have a job, then you should still be sleeping. But, so I appreciate the prayer covering, and I just feel like I need the Lord to move me out of there. And I'm believing that he will. But I want her gone fast because I don't want anything to happen to anyone there, any of the innocent people there. I feel like this person is a danger. I don't think that they would listen to me if I said anything, so I feel like it wouldn't be received.
Right. Just continue to pray. And what the Lord is telling me to tell you to do is to get some anointed oil, frankincense, and anoint your house, anoint the doorposts, anoint your house, anoint the walls, anoint the area from where, even where she is, and just begin to pray and bind up. And Lord, even as Christian anoints the walls and she anoints her doorposts, we pray the Passover, the spirit of Passover in her home, that every spirit of danger, every spirit of death will have to pass over her and every resident that's in that place, oh God. And Lord, we pray, Father God, right now, Father God, and bind up every evil spirit that is lurking, oh God. We bind up the spirit of voodoo and witchcraft, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that no weapon formed against Christian or her family or even other innocent people can prosper. And we bind up that spirit off of her neighbor. We bind up every voodoo spirit, every heck. We bind up that spirit off of her neighbor, this person that is practicing these evil sorceries. And we loose her in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just plead the blood of Jesus over Christian's life, and we plead the blood of Jesus over this person even, that she would be saved and turned. So Lord, we know that our prayers have hit heaven, and that the prayers from this place are already being answered. So continue to give Christian a peace that surpasses all understanding, even as she continues to do spiritual warfare pertaining to this situation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you
Amen.
Keep praying. Anoint your house. Anoint the doorpost. Anoint the walls. Anoint your feet before you leave your house every day. After you take your shower, after you lotion yourself down,
I'm not even taking a shower there, to be honest with you. I'm going to the gym early in the morning, and I'm only going there to sleep.
Well, even as you go to the gym, anoint your feet before you put the sweat socks on. Anoint your feet. Amen. And God, and allow God to everywhere that your feet shall trod, you shall take possession for the kingdom of the land.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So God bless you. And we will talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we're going to go on that call, and we thank God for Christian. She already has the victory. God, 2 Corinthians 2:14, Christian, God causes you always to triumph in Christ Jesus. Take that scripture with you all on tonight. We thank God for each and every person that's sown. Thank God for your sowing. You could go over to nccmonline.org and sow your seed. And we thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Visit us. Visit us at New Creation Christian Ministry, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Visit us. We would love to see you. We would love to have you come. Our service is on Sunday at 12:30. God bless you. Amen.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am. Here I am.